fishing. Darkness had fallen, and it really wasn't possible to see our flies on the water anymore, but neither of us wanted to leave. Casting to the mystery of it all, Brent would say something about what he'd just read in Augustine or Annie Dillard, and it would be the very same thought I'd just read in Julian of Norwich or Frederick Buechner. We realized we were being pursued, that the beauty of the evening around us was the same beauty we were finding in the lovers of God down through the ages. The great romancer was calling. But we had no idea how far it would go, how many thirsty hearts it would touch so deeply. Now I see that it has all been a divine conspiracy. God is pursuing the hearts of His people through this little book, and the response has been breathtaking. Not a day goes by that I do not hear from someone who says, often through grateful tears, how much the book has freed his or her heart. Many of you hearing this special edition have become old friends. We may not know each other yet, but you have entered into the beauty, intimacy, and adventure that swept us away, and I count you as allies. Some of you are new to the romance. Now, this might sound like an audiobook you're hearing just now, but it's not. It's much more dangerous than that. Part treasure map, part wanted poster, part invitation.